Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Bechoros Mem Zayin, Bechoros 47a, pagination is 93. We'll start on the first line, Itmar, we learnt. Hayu lo banim biyosa ove kochavim v'niskayir. The case is that a person is a non-Jew and he had children with his wife at that time. And now, he became Jewish. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Rabbi Yochanan says, Ein lo bechor lenachala. He does not have a bechor for inheritance purposes. The child that was fathered when he was not Jewish is not going to have bechor status in inheritance. A non-Jew inherits his father, but he's not going to have the special mitzvah of double portion. And in any case, now they've moved on from that relationship and become Jewish. And the child that he's going to father now as a Jew is not the first child. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omer, and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says, Yesh lo bechor lenachla. There will be a firstborn opportunity over here, if he will father a child now as a Jew, then that child would be the bechor for inheritance purposes. The Gemara explains, Rabbi Yochanan Omer ein lo bechor lenachala. Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that there's no way to get a firstborn of inheritance for this man, to have a reishis ono, because he already has had the first of his concern, meaning the child that was born when he was not Jewish. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omer, Yesh lo bechor lenachla. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says, oh, you could have a firstborn now. Ger sheniskayo kikoten shenolad dami. The convert upon conversion is like he's born anew. He's regarded as a new entity. And therefore, he can father a firstborn who will get double inheritance based on now. Va'azdu l'taymayu, the Gemara continues, and this matches another ruling which Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish disagreed about. De'itmar, we learned. If a person had children when he was not Jewish, v'niskayir, and now he's converted, Rabbi Yochanan Amar ki imperia v'revya. Rabbi Yochanan says he has already fulfilled the mitzvah to be fruitful and multiply based on the children that were born when he was not Jewish, because there is a concept, we'll see it in a second, of lo sov v'rav lo shavis yitzara, that Hashem created the world to be populated. Hashem is a grand host, and he invites us into his banquet hall, and he wants people to partake. So even though it's not described as the same mitzvah that the Jewish people have, but the expression, lo sovra, lo shavas yitzara, indicates that even a non-Jew has this, if we call it a mitzvah or praiseworthy behavior. And therefore, those children are to this person's credit, even though that was done when he was not Jewish. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar, and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says, Lo kiyem, you did not fulfill the mitzvah of Peru Revu with the children that were fathered at the time that he was not Jewish. The Gemara explains, Rabbi Yochanan Amar kiyem lo sovra lo shavas yitzara. Because there's this concept, based on a pasuk in Yeshaya, of populating the world. And that's something he did. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar, Lo ki imperia v'rivya, you did not fulfill Peru Revu, because ger sheniskayir kikotan shenolad dami, because when a person converts, he's like born anew, and therefore those relationships don't go to his credit. The Gemara continues and says, Utsricha, and you need both of these rulings, which is beyond the scope of our session, but to be aware that even though the Gemara stated, Va'azdu l'taymayu, that these two rulings have common ground, but they're not exactly definite, dependent one on the other. One could still rule one way and not the other. But we do have these two rulings. One ruling regarding the firstborn child, which was fathered at the time that he was not Jewish, where Rabbi Yochanan says that he simply doesn't have a Bechor L'Nachla because that child is attributable to him and does not have firstborn status, because that's when they were not Jewish. And Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says that child is not related and you still have the opportunity to have a firstborn. And the discussion about Pru Revu, where again Rabbi Yochanan says there's a link between the father and the child that was fathered when he was not Jewish. And Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says, Lo kiyem, they're not related. There's no Pru Revu over here until he now does that through his Jewish marriage. In Evan Ezer, Simon Aleph, Sif Zayin, the Mechaber writes, Hayulo banim biyoso akum, if a person had children while he was still not Jewish, v'niskayar hu v'heim, and he and they converted, harezekiyah mitzvah zu, then he fulfilled the mitzvah. Quite interestingly, the Mechaber is requiring that the children also convert, which is not something that we saw as we translated the Gemara as we did it. Now, this Gemara does come up in Yevamos as well. There's more material here, the Rishonim, etc. The Mefarshim write that this is indeed a machlokes. The Chalkas Machokek Tes, for example, writes, B'tshuvas Maharil, Pasak afilu no niskayru banavimo. The Tshuvas Maharil writes, even if you don't have the children converting with you, it could be that you fulfilled this mitzvah. But again, the Mechaber writes that they converted with. And therefore you have this very interesting logic that has to be worked through. The Pru Urevu of a Jew is allowing what he did as a non-Jew, because that's recognized, lo sovra lo sheves yitzara, but in the opinion of the Mechaber, only if they converted as well, so that he has children, and the children are Jewish, then we can say that he fulfilled his mitzvah of Pru Urevu. A related case that needs to be discussed is in our time where you have a person, unfortunately, Jewish woman married to a non-Jewish man, the churban of intermarriage, assimilation that has affected the Jewish people in such a significant way in the last decades. And now, Baruch Hashem, the family is looking to do tshuva. They're looking to straighten things out. And everyone's ready to be Shomer Torah Mitzvahs 100%. And the man converts. And he wants to know now, did he fulfill the mitzvah of Peru Urevu or not regarding his children? And it's a bit of a brain teaser. Because on the one hand, the children are Jewish. So he's in a stronger position than we ever discussed regarding the non-Jew who converted, and then we have to have the Jewish, we have to have the children become Jewish. These children were Jewish from the beginning. They were born of a Jewish mother. There's nothing to discuss. On the other hand, his relationship with them is more of an adopted parent than a halachically biological parent, because at the time of the biological link, he wasn't Jewish, and that fathering, that parental relationship, didn't exist. Certainly, we can explore independently the opportunity to call the children by the name of the father. If the father converts and the children want to be called by that person's name, so there's such a thing as an adoptive parent being described as the parent, although we do have Rami Bar Rachel, even if the father would convert, the child was known by the mother's name. But that's something to discuss. But whether or not one fulfilled Peru Urevu in a technical halachic way remains to be discussed. On a pastoral level, so yes, he's, after converting, he's very much part of the family, etc. And it's his family. He's viewing it that way. He's taking responsibility in that way. But it does become a bit of a brain teaser to try to compare the cases and consider what the halachic ramifications would actually be regarding Peru Urevu. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.